50 years ago, raw sewage was often part of the mix in Lake Washington. Councilwoman Jean Godden remembers those days.
It was possible to see bits of toilet tissue and other alarming detritus floating in Lake Washington. On hot days, it was not unusual to be overwhelmed by foul odors and outhouse smells.
We've come a long way since then, but still, several days a year, there's so much rain that raw sewage flows into our lakes and other waterways in what's called a combined sewer overflow. Federal government says that has to stop, and a new agreement will make it easier. Instead of just getting at the problem by looking at the outflows, Seattle wants to integrate work on stormwater as part of the solution. So the city would get credit for putting in things like green roofs and rain gardens that absorb runoff before it hits the sewer system. Mayor Mike McGinn explains.
Basically, instead of going straight into a drain, it goes off the roadway into, you know, a shallow rain garden where it can then be absorbed into the ground naturally. So it slows down the speed of the water entering the pipes.
They'll still do upgrades to make sewage overflows less frequent, such as by creating larger storage wells in some parts of the system. But Mayor McGinn says under the agreement, Seattle would be measured by the water quality it delivers at the end of the day, rather than a more rigid, federally directed schedule of improvements. Some of the first attempts to use rain gardens in Seattle have failed, but authorities say they've worked out the glitches. Seattle Public Utilities expects the integrated approach to save ratepayers more than $375 million. The plan goes before Seattle City Council this week, with a final decision and federal review expected by the end of the year. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.